This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let's now, my brothers and my sisters, speak about some of the effects of our sins. Because my brothers and my sisters, when we come to realization, how it affects us on a day-to-day basis, by Allah, one might reach a point in his life where he says to himself, I can't do this anymore. Because for every sin that he does, he is punished in a certain way. Whether he sees it or not, and he brings him so much agony, so much stress. And because my brothers and my sisters, he doesn't realize that this is because of his own wrongdoings, he begins to now look for happiness in everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَضُرَّهُ مَحْبُوبُهُ. Anybody who prefers other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and puts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind everything else, it is only a matter of time, and it's a must, that which you have now loved and put before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you harm. Think about it for a moment, my brothers and my sisters. How many times have we been hurt in some of our haram relationships? Allah is calling out to you, saying to you, Muhammad, don't do this. Fatima, don't do this. This is haram. This is not something that I love. But what do, my brothers and my sisters? We put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on hold. And we carry on with our wrongdoings. And it's only a matter of time when we are so badly hurt. And this, my brothers and my sisters, is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Man iltamasa ridha an-nasi bi sakhatillah." Whoever goes after pleasing the people, and through that he enrages Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَخِطَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَسْخَطَ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become angry with him. Allah will become so enraged. And he will make the people angry with him as well. And that is because, my brothers and my sisters, we went after the pleasure of the people instead of putting them all behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have we heard and seen that when it comes to a person working in whatever industry it might be, because of him not preserving and safeguarding the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his prayers, and thinking that, let me just please my manager, it's only a matter of time where he goes through that humiliation. Wallahu al-musta'an. Whatever it might be, even if it is sometimes just saying that which pleases the people, and you know this is not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, it is only a matter of time before we are left on our knees. And then our only solution and alternative will be to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Hassan al-Basri, the great Imam, say? وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَأَدَّبْ فَوْقَ الْأَرْضِ أَدَّبَهُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ الْأَرْضِ. Whoever is not well-mannered in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will patch him up, will deal with him under the earth. And that is because, my brothers and my sisters, we were given the opportunity حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. And when death came to them, they asked Allah, oh Allah, take me back so that I can rectify my actions. It's a little too late, my brothers and my sisters. So patch yourself up before that day comes when we're patched up. We're dealt with in a very, very severe way.